From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO until the presidency of Donald Trump.
I still don't feel responsible for what the president-elect says or does, but I do feel a responsibility as president of the United States to make sure that I facilitate a good transition.
On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity, even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's campaign remarks about NATO's obsolescence have fueled efforts to establish a European defense force separate from NATO at a gathering of EU foreign and defense ministers in Brussels Monday. The leaders spoke of a more urgent need to set up their own collective defense arrangement. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence on Tuesday met to consider key appointments in their new administration. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say retired Army General Michael Flynn, once head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Trump campaign finance chairman Stephen Mnuchin is believed to be running for Treasury Secretary.
We're working on the economic plan and transition, making sure we get the biggest tax bill passed, biggest tax changes since Reagan. So a lot of exciting things in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency.
Do you have any announcements to make about your position?
No,
have you been offered a job yet?
Not going to comment.
Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to take office January 20th. This is VOA News.